Yeah, so far that's one difference, the Gemara says. One difference is if two Edim bring the get. Inami, the Gemara says, Me Medina le Medina Beretz Yisrael. Let's say you send it from Yehuda to from the Golul to the Negev. Like you send the get from up north to down south in Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be the halacha? If the svar is like Rabba, we're afraid of Lishma in Eretz Yisrael, they know the halachas. So the shliach that brings the get will not have to say before an echtav. But if the svar is according to Rava, that people do not travel so much and they do not know the signatures, so even in Eretz Yisrael also will be the same halacha. From very far distances in Eretz Yisrael, if the get was written way up in the Negalil, and then you're sending it down to in the south, so then you would have to say before the nechtam, even in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, "Go in Yehuda of a Golo." The Sagarat Hashtad Lashchicha Shiyasa. The Havamina is right now that people don't travel so much. So therefore, if it's a svar like Rabbat Lishmo, we're not afraid. But if the time is Mishum Rava, that the Shayoras are not Mitsuyais, we are afraid. In Nami, the Gemara says, the third difference is, B'yaisa Medina B'mdina Sayam, a get that was written here in California, that the husband is living Chves on Spalding, and his wife is living on Alta Vista, and they have to send the get. So they send the mamish in the same city, a shliach takes the get, from right here, downstairs here, to the lady's house. So according to Rabba, the time is Mishum Lishmo, in the Chutzlach in California, we're afraid, maybe they don't know Lishmo. So therefore, even though the get is sent from a nearby place, still you would have to say before the nechtam. But according to Rava, that the Tamiz were afraid that people are not around to recognize the signatures, if the Edom signed live here in L.A., so everybody here in L.A. recognize the signatures, you have Moshe Dubit signed on the star, so everybody knows the signature. So Mela, from here to there, 1 mile away, everybody knows the signature. So then, according to Rava, you would not have to have the shliach say before the nechtav. This is the differences between lishma and mishum ain shayaris mitzuyas, ain edim mitzuyin. Later on, the Gemara will explain exactly clear if one holds from the other svar or not. That we'll see later on. Now the Gemara asks the kash like this: Frat the Gemara ula Rava diyomar. According to Rabba, that says, when the shliach brings the get, we really have a suffix doubt that maybe this get was not written lishmo. In other words, we have a good doubt. Maybe the get is possible. If so, liboy trey. If so, how do we believe the shliach that he tells us he knows the way Rashi says he knows the get was written lishmo? He's only one aid. Lechur, we should have to have two aidim. Like any other case of Edis in the Torah. We know Edis, always you have to have two. So how come over here we're believing one? Gemara first wants to say no, I'll tell you, Eid Echad Nemen B'Yisurim. I tell you that's the cloud that we believe in Eid Echad by Yisurim. And here the Chorot Hashailan Yisurim and Isser. Is this lady, is the get a good get or not? So it's a shalom hilchas isser v'heter. Is she going to be a mutter to get married to another husband or not? Is the get kosher or not? It's a shalom isurim. And the klal is, we know when they dechot is them be isurim. How do we know when they dechot is them be isurim? That's also machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says over here, Rashi learns it's a svara. Rashi says, Shereheminu Torah kolechot v'yechot miYisrael al afrosha truma. It's a svara. Everybody's believed to say that he took off truma, or else via shchita, via nikar agid, via chelif. Like, how do you believe the shochet that he made a good shchita? Helamai, it's a dover shevi isler, and we believe in eidechot. So as Rashi learns, it's al svaris. That's meisim b'chol yoyim. Tosfos learns that we learn it out from Nida that the Ashinu Perak Hamadir Pesach says v'sofra lo liatzma, that we believe in isha Nida. She's neman to say that she's tor. So you see there, eidechot is neman. The Gemara still says, "Eimo di armin neidechot nema bisurim bisurim." When do we say this klal neidechot is nema bisurim? That's kagoyin chaticha sofik shachelov sofik shalshumin. If you have a piece of meat here, a piece of fat, and we have a doubt whether it's chelov treifa fat or whether it's shumin kashra fat, the lo yischazik isura. It was never for sure that this piece is asa. It's not as chazik. We don't know for sure that before it was asa. Right now we have a doubt, what type of fat is this? Then the lachar is you believe in eidechot. Aval hocha, but over here, this isha, We know for sure she was married up until now. The Ischasik Isura. For sure up until now she was an Eishes Ish. She was a married lady. The Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish. Now we have a doubt, is this get kosher or not? We have a doubt if this get could take away her Cheskas Eishes Ish. So when you're going against the Chazaka, there the Halacha is, and Eidechot is not Neman. Then the Gemara says another question, it's a Shaila HaYigaris. HaYigaris Vehevei, with a Vav or without the Vav. Our Gisra is Hevei Dover Sheberva, that it's a Dover Sheberva. And the Klal is Vien Dover Sheberva, Pachos Mishnayim. Any Hilchas Eidus, what's Nageya to Ishus, an Erva, answering a wife on a husband, that's a new Allah, you have to have two Eidim. So Saran has the Gisra Vehevei Dover Sheberva. It's like a second question by itself. In other words, it could be a Dover Sheberva even though it's not a Chazik Yisura. But if you have the Girsa the way we have it in the Gemara, that in order to make something a Dover Sheberva, it first has to be a Chazik Yisura. It's like one question. Here, since it's a Chazik Yisura, for sure she was a married lady before, now to take away this marriage is called a Dover Sheberva. And the Klal is, we know, V'yein Dover Sheberva, Pachos Mishnayim. Like Rashi says, we dash in Sukkim, we had in faith that we just had, Rashi says, the Afina Dover Dover Mimaman. Ksiv Hoch, it says by the Pasha of Erva, Kimotz of Erva's Dover. Or Ksiv Hosam, Apishnai Maidim Yokim Dover. We had a Masech the Sight of Yimlum Abeis. So the question is then, here by getting to Dover Shem Erva, Sakhad, we believe the Shliach and Eidechod, we should have to have two Eidim. So Gemara answers like this. I'll tell you Roy Vikinhain. I'll tell you Midi Yerais to here, there's no doubt. For sure, even a Chutz Loretz, Roy Vikir, most people know the halachas, and Rashi says, V'yein l'choishtun. Really, we should not have a doubt if this get is kosher or not. Like, really, we should say, of course, the get is kosher. And the Afilu L'Rabbi Meir, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, Techai Yishlem Yutai, even Rabbi Meir Shita, Amol Midirais even, he is afraid for the Miet. Like, he holds the halacha, Kotten and Ketana, we don't let them make Chlitzo Yibum. And a Kotten, we're afraid, maybe when he grows up, he'll be a Saurus. And the Ketana were afraid maybe should be an idleness. And the Chum say, go bus arrive. Most people will be normal people. Rav Meir is afraid, no, for the meat, we don't let a Chum and Ketana make Yibman Chalitza. So you see, according to Rav Meir, even Midiraisa, he is afraid for the minority. So Gemara says, here's different. Here I tell you, Stam, Sifri, Didaini, Migmagmiri. And Rashi says, it means, Sifri had the Yonim. The people that write up the Gittin, who writes it up? Shrigil Nichtav Kol Shtar Gittin. Migmag Miri, the people that write up the Seifrim, that write up the Gittin, they know the Halachis. Said Rashi, the Get Isha Boy Lishmo. Because not anybody writes up the Get, you have to go to Bezdin like a special Seifer writes up the Get. Therefore, even according to Reb Meir, Midiraisa, there'll be no Chshash, no Sufik. That Avada, Piroivir, that the Get was kosher. It's only the Rabbon in the Gemara says, who the Yatruch. There's only a little chashash midrabbanan. There's only a chashash midrabbanan, like Rashi says. So it's a machlokes what the chashash midrabbanan is. Toi Rashi learns that lemeichas de milsa, we have to be afraid, mishum dika di ashkakos of yoimid. We have to be afraid sometimes the husband will find a get that was already written for a different man and for a different wife that has the same name as him and his wife, and the husband now will come and use it. And then about it, the get is puzzled. So Rashi learns there is a slight chashash midrabbanan that maybe the get is not lishmo, but that's only a slight chashash midrabbanan. Therefore, for hocha mishum iguna, over here mishum aklal of iguna by eshes ish, akilu barabbanan, the rabbanan will make her to believe the shliach, like Rashi says, mishum iguna akilu bar. Rashi says lehem ne lishliach, to believe the shliach. Mishum iguna, iguna always means that we don't want a wife, like a married lady, to have to stay unmarried. So wherever we have a suffix, if she's allowed to remarry or not, that's called mishum iguna, we are makel sometimes. So here the Fnei Yeshua speaks out, and like Rashi says here, it wasn't Stam the cloud that they believed in Eidechot. Stam and Eidechot would not be Neman over here. Because any type of a doubt we have by Gittin, there is the cloud of a Dover Sheberv that you have to have to wait him. Even though we say now it's only a small chashash midrabbanin, but our koponim midrabbanin, we have this doubt. Therefore, the Gemara's answer is that mishum miguna, like Rashi says, the rabbanim will make clear to believe a shliach. It's only the shliach that brings the get. We believe him when he says before an echtov. But if another eidechot will come and stam say he knows the get is kosher, we would not believe stam an eidechot. On this, the Gemara asked the Kasha, "Hai kuluhu? If what you're doing now, is this really considered a kula? Is this really called a lenient, what we're doing?" The Gemara asked, "Chumruhu? This is called would be machmer, we're putting something strict upon her. Di matzvich leitrei, because if we would have to have right away two edim to be made that they get this kosher, if so lo yosi bal ma'arer or posole, later on the husband cannot come and complain and make the get posel, he won't be able to be named, we won't believe him, because he cannot go against two edim. But now, chad, since we're only believing the shliach, he's only one, if so, we have to be afraid, maybe osi balu maru or posele. Maybe later on the husband will have charot, like he'll feel bad that he gave her a get, and he'll want to start to complain, to make problems, as if to say the get was not kosher. And if he comes later, l'churi he'll be neman, because all we have at the beginning is just one eid echod. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns the matzruch trei, Rashi says, l'mei melishmo, if the Rabbanan would have been misakin, that we have to hear from two edim that the get was lishmo. If so, sule moti balar, then the husband cannot come later and complain. But hashda, now that we only believe in edechod, only the shliach is osi umar, the husband has a right later to come and complain. And Rashi says, v'uki chad labhadi chad, like one will cancel out the other one. The husband would have enough power to make a doubt now if that first shliach, even though he said it was lishmo, we'll have a doubt now, maybe it wasn't written lishmo. And if so, we'd remain with a doubt that the get would not be good until the Mekayim Dishtar later on. But I call upon him, we should have made a takona to have two now, so that if the husband comes to him an hour later, we won't even listen to him. So Gemara answers, Kivan the Yom Amar, since we learned, like we'll learn later on in Daf Hei, the Gemara says, that before Naikam and Nois Nolo, in front of how many people, when the shliach comes and gives the get to his wife, in front of how many people have to be there when he gives over the get? So it's the machlokes later, that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, Chadoma one says, Bifnei Beit, you have to give over the get in front of two people, in front of two, like two edim. The Chadoma one says, no, it has to even be Bifnei Gimel, you have to have three like a bezdin. It has to be given over in front of a bezdin. If so, the svari is mikora meidig dayik. At the beginning, when the shliach first takes this get, since he knows that later on he's going to have to stay over in front of two or three people, he checks it out very carefully at the beginning to make sure this get was really written lishmo and everything is kosher. And if so, since he really checked it out at the beginning, therefore the svari would be is that v'loy osi laruya navshei. The husband would not come later to complain to try and ruin the shtar. Since at the beginning, the shliach checked it out very good. Like Rashi says, b'fnei kama nois no shliach zeh lishtoi, v'yoyme b'fnei mfonei neto b'fnei shnayim. So mikor medik dayek ha-shliach, keshe mekablo miyad habal. At the beginning, when the shliach accepts this get from the husband, he's going to check it out very carefully. V'yodeya boy, and he knows very good, Sheberotzon Megarsha, and he knows right now that the husband really has will, like it's Berotzon that the husband is giving her a get. He really means it. Therefore, we're going to say, V'lo Yavi B'yaroid, that most probably the husband will not come anymore to complain. And Rashi adds on, V'inami Oirer, even if the husband does come to complain, Eino Neman, we're not going to believe him anymore. Tevadai Dak B'Mulse Shaper, because for sure the shliach checked it out very well, and therefore now we would not believe the husband anymore. So really the churuk astir in Rashi, and really the Briska Rav talks about this in his sefer, that at the beginning Rashi says, when the husband will come and be maror, the klal is vuki chad labhadi chad, one would go against the other one, and we would be left with a doubt. And then Rashi says, no, later when the husband comes, we do not believe him. So Pasha the Pshat is that the Havamina, we do not know this Svara, that the Shliach is Medik Dai, that it checks it out so carefully. Therefore, it's only like a regular one, so it's one against one. But now that the Gemara says no, since he has to give over the get in front of two and three, and say that it was written Lishmo, so he really checks it out carefully at the beginning, therefore now he's Neman more. He's like, he has a bigger Nemonis than a regular Stam Eidechod. Therefore now, if the husband will come and complain, we would not believe the husband. All right, we'll stop here.